A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Beis, Yevamos 102. Pagination is 203. We're going to start by the facing page, though. So we're on Yevamos Kuf Aleph Amud Beis 101b towards the bottom, pagination 202. I'm counting up from the bottom about 12 lines at the end of a line. We're told that in addition to the three dayanim, the three judges with whom we do chalitza, they have to preside on the act of chalitza. In addition, we have another two people bringing up the count of this representation of the judges. We bring that up to five. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Uvda Bechamisha, they would do chalitza with five people. And on the next line, we have the reason, the Fursume Milsa, to make it public. Whatever reason, it has to be done publicly, but that's the nature of chalitza. Rashi discusses it. It needs to be done in a public way, and therefore, preferably, we have five people as the team of judges. Rav Ashi ikla levei Rav Kana. Rav Ashi came to the place of Rav Kana, Amalei, and he told him, Solik mar ligabon, you know why you came? Lemiluye bechamisha. What an opportunity you'll be able to bring us up from the three regular judges to make us five. Because you're here, and one more person, will be able to have five reputable, high-level Tamidei Chachamim as part of the team. Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Hava ke'imna kemeid Rav Yehuda, I was once in front of Rav Yehuda, va'omar li, and he told me, Tosak lezirza dekani le'itztarufe be'chamisha. And he told me, go to a certain place, the place where the poles were, and join to make it five so that they could do chalitza. Amru lo, lama li chamisha. We asked, what do you need five for? Amaluhu, and he said, ki eche de lefarsa milsa, so that it should be public. And that's this concept, that the three actually becomes five when we do chalitza, in terms of the number of people that we join as judges. The Gemara tells us, and this is what I'd like to focus on, that there is a restriction regarding a ger, a convert, sitting on the panel of judges. And this is going to apply specifically by chalitza, but to a certain extent, even by regular judgments. And we're talking not only if the person himself is a ger, but we're going to also discuss, as we move on to today's blat, we're going to discuss even if his parents are gerim, and he's totally Jewish, he's totally born Jewish, but there's still going to be a restriction regarding his serving on a panel of judges. So we're continuing in the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda v'koi kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was in front of Rav Yehuda, Amalei, and Rav Yehuda told him, Sok tol lezirza dekoni litzterufe bechamisha, lefersume milsa. And he told him, join the judges to make it five. They already have three, but you go and someone else will go. You'll make it five in order that we can have the proper Pirsum Milsa. It should be public. Technically, three is enough to be the panel of judges, but we're going to bring it up to five, so go over there. Amalei and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda responded, Tinyana, we learned that when it says in the topic of Chalitza be Yisrael, that it has to be done with Yisrael, bevezdin Yisrael velo bevezdin shel geirim. It has to be done with a bezdin that's comprised of Yisraelim, born Jews, and not with a bezdin that includes geirim. Va'ano gerano, even one person. I'm a ger. I don't qualify to be on this panel of judges for chalitza. Omar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. You want an example? Look at Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Mafkina Mamona Apume. I would be willing to take money out of somebody on his say-so. I trust him so much. Mafkina Salka Daitech, you would actually take money out of somebody? You're not allowed to do that. Al Bishnai Medim Yakum Dover. You need two witnesses in order to take money out, no matter how trustworthy he is. Elamarana Shtora Apume. But I would refrain from taking money out, even if there's a document, even if there's evidence. If he told me that the document was already paid up, for example, I would trust him. I would take action or inaction. I would make a definitive ruling based on Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Question, of course, is why he mentions this now. So one approach certainly is, even though Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is very trustworthy, he's right. He can't sit on the panel of judges because he's not Yisrael. He wasn't born in the status of a Jew. He was converted afterwards. So even though I trust him a lot, he can't serve on the panel of judges. Another approach might be that the very reason that I'm confident that I could take money out from somebody based on his say-so is because he is the source for the teaching that disqualifies him. He's the one who knew that a ger is not allowed to sit on the panel of judges because it's a chalitza. He's a big Talmud Chacham. And buy an item that affects him directly and disqualifies him, he came forward and informed us, even though the rest of us didn't realize that that was true. And perhaps he's pointing out that exactly because he is so honest, even when it's to his detriment, that's precisely why I would be able to take action in a case of financial judgment based on his say-so. So we have a few items to observe here. Firstly, there is such a halacha that if the judge is convinced that if he just follows the letter of the law, it will be a miscarriage of justice, it will be untruthful, the judge is allowed to take into account different other items of evidence and information, even if it's not the formal two witnesses. If he trusts somebody implicitly, he can take that into account. And that's what Rav Yehuda was referring to when he gave this great endorsement to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Another observation to make, which is based on the Beis Shmuel and the Gra in Siman Kuf Samech Tes, is that really these extra two judges that make it five, the way we do it, are not really part of the judges, per se. And if it turned out that one of them would be related to somebody, it wouldn't disqualify, because we really designate three judges, and then we add two. We try to get the best two that we can get, but they're not intrinsically going to invalidate the judgment, because we recognize that they're add-ons, they're extras. So if so, you have a tremendous question here. Why was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda concerned about joining the judgment as an extra? He's on the side, five, just lefer sume milsa, to make it public, to have more people there. And the answer which they give is Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was of such a great stature that you can't join him into the team of judges without making him a judge. And they would make it a panel of five judges. And that, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was saying, you can't do because I'm a ger. Had they wanted to make a panel of three and just have somebody as an add-on, they could have done that. Not l'chatchila, but certainly it wouldn't invalidate it the way we paskin. One more observation on the story. Rashi tells us that not only Rav Shmuel was a ger, but his father Yehuda was also a ger. And we see here clearly that when a ger converts, he's not obligated to take on the name Avraham, which is the classic Avraham ben Avraham. A person is allowed to take on the name of his choice, as they did. He took on the name Shmuel, he took on the name Yehuda, and that's fine. Continuing on to today's daf, Amar Rava, Rava taught, ger, a person who's personally a ger, dones chavero devar Torah, he's only allowed to judge his fellow ger. From a biblical pasuk, shenema som tasim alecha melech, asher yivchar Hashem alokecha bo mikerev achecha, the king. And likewise, all positions of prestige can only be mikerev achecha, from amongst your brother. It has to be a person who was born Jewish. Tasim alecha melech, such a person can be placed upon you. Alecha hu divoinen mikerev achecha, but only upon you requires born Jewish. Avol ger, but if it's not a person who was part of that congregation, so to speak, dones chavero ger, a ger would be allowed to be on a panel to judge other gerim. There is a discussion in halacha that what's being told to us over here is that a ger cannot judge regularly as part of a panel of judges. It's only exception when he's judging a ger. But otherwise, he wouldn't be allowed to be part of that panel. So there's a discussion, is that only when the dayanim are coming Bitoras kefia, that they're going to force their judgment? What would happen if it would be a lesser type of relationship where the litigants are asking for a judgment and they're agreeing and they're makabel on themselves, him as a judge? Would that be sufficient? Is this an intrinsic disqualification or not? Says the Gemara, Vimhaisa imo mi Yisrael dana filu li Yisrael. But if his mother is a regular Jewish person, meaning not that she just was Megayer before he was born, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking she's a Yisrael miucheses. She was born Jewish herself. That would be enough to put him in a position, even if his father is a convert or not Jewish, but if his mother was a Yisrael miucheses, that would make him qualified to be a judge. Ulinyan chalitza, but when it comes to chalitza, achehi aviv v'imo miYisrael, until his father and his mother would be from Yichus Yisrael, born Jewish, and not if they converted. Shenema v'nikra shmo biYisrael, we're more strict by chalitza. Tosfos says that once you have father born Jewish, it's not necessary to have mother born Jewish as well. He says a person whose father is born Jewish would be sufficient to make this child a Kohen. For example, if a Kohen would marry a woman who's from a family of Gerim, even if it's a few generations, but everybody who interacted, everybody who married, they were all Gerim, and the Kohen marries a woman who's Yichus-wise from a family of Gerim, but was born Jewish. That child produced from that is a full-fledged Kohen. And therefore Tosfos says that really all you need is that the father should be Meyuchas, and that would be sufficient. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.